ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah, we seek His assistance, and we seek His forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scatter from them too many men and women. And fear Allah through me, demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the Book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Today we're going to read from the book Jami'u Bayan al-Ilmi wa Fadlihi by Ibn Abdul Barr, rahimahullah. This book has been published recently in two volumes. And it has been checked, or the hadith and the narrations have been checked by Abu al-Ashbal al-Zuhayri, hafadhahullah, where he shows what narrations are authentic and which narrations are not authentically reported on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or our Salafu Salih. And this was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, this correction to this book was from the advice of our Shaykh Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani, who said that alhamdulillah the sunnah is being revived and the people have placed an importance on knowing what is sahih and what is da'if from that which has been authentically reported on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And now it's for the students of knowledge to go through the books of athar, or the narrations on the sahab and the tabi'un and the tabi' tabi'in, and to show which have been authentically reported on them and that from that which haven't. And this is inshallah ta'ala what the Shaykh did in correcting this book. This book has many chapters in it all around the issue of ilm or knowledge and the ulama. And maybe inshallah ta'ala, if Allah blesses us, we might have the opportunity to read many of the chapters of this book. As we were just mentioning last week, one of the chapters from this book, and that's the corruption of blind following. And today inshallah we want to take the chapter Babu Ma Yalzimu Al-Alimu Idha Su'ila Amma La Yadrihi Min Wujuh Al-Ilm. Chapter, that which is necessary for the alim when he is questioned something that he doesn't know from the issues of ilm or something like that. The Shaykh, he brings his chain down to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, qala ja'a rajulin ila nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal ya rasulallah ayyul baqa'i khayrun قال لا أدري. فقال أي البقاء شر؟ فقال لا أدري. فقال سل ربك. فأتاه جبريل عليه السلام فقال يا جبريل أي البقاء خير؟ قال لا أدري. فقال أي البقاء شر؟ فقال لا أدري. فقال سل ربك. فانتفض جبريل انتفاضة كاد يصعق منها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال محمد فقال ما أسأله عن شيء. فقال الله عز وجل لجبريل سألك محمد أي البقاء خير؟ فقلت لا أدري. وسألك أي البقاء شر؟ فقلت لا أدري. فأخبره أن خير البقاء المساجد وأن شر البقاء الأسواق. And this hadith is authentic. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he said that a man came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked him, O Messenger of Allah, what are the finest places? So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I don't know. So he said, what are the worst places? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I don't know. He says, so ask your Lord. So Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Jibreel, what are the finest places? And Jibreel said, I don't know. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, what are the worst places? And Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, I don't know. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ask your Lord. And then there's some wording here I don't really understand exactly. And then Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, I am not asking him anything, referring to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he said to Jibreel, Muhammad had asked you what were the finest places, and you said, I don't know. And he asked you what were the worst places, and you said, I don't know. So inform him that the best places are the masjids, and the worst places are the marketplaces. And this hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as in the next hadith and the next narrations, they're all showing that whenever someone is asked and he doesn't know, he should answer with, I don't know. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked and he answered, I don't know. And Jibreel was asked alayhi salam and he answered, I don't know, until the answer came from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala himself. And this hadith has been narrated in the collection of Sahih Muslim with the narration that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَحَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا وَأَبْغَضُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا. But the Prophet ﷺ said, the most beloved lands to Allah are the masjids, and the most evil lands to, or the most hated lands to Allah are the marketplaces. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أدري أعزير نبي أم لا وما أدري تبع ملعون أم لا. And this is authentic. Ibn Abdul Barr, I forgot to mention, Ibn Abdul Barr, he died 463 Hijra. And these hadith are collected from his chain. So if you want to know if the hadith is in Bukhari or Muslim or Abu Dawood, it's in the collection called Jami'u Bayan al-Ilmi wa Fadlihi by Ibn Abdul Barr. And the collections of hadith are many, Bukhari and Muslim, and Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi and An-Nasa'i and Ibn Majah. They are amongst the most famous collections of hadith. And then the Muwatta of Imam Malik, or the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, or the Sunan of Ad-Darimi. And then there's the other books that you've heard about, the Sunan al-Kubra by Imam al-Bayhaqi, or the Sunan of Dar-Qutni, or the Sahih of Ibn Hibban, or the Sahih of Ibn Khuzaymah. But the books of hadith are many. Some of them are more famous than others. So these earlier scholars, they bring their chains back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam themselves. And this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I don't know if Uzair is a prophet or not. And I don't know if Tubba' is cursed or not. Uzair is the one that the Jews, they say he's the son of Allah. Uzair, naam. And Tubba' is mentioned in the Quran in a few surahs, naam. The next narration, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا أَدْرِيَ تُبَّعٌ لُعِنَ أَمْ لَا وَمَا أَدْرِي ذُو الْقَرْنَيْنِ نَبِيٌّ أَمْ لَا وَمَا أَدْرِي الْحُدُودُ كَفَّارَاتٌ لِأَهْلِهَا أَمْ لَا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this narration is authentic also. He says, I don't know if Tubba' is cursed or not. And I don't know if Dhulqarnain is a prophet or not. And I don't know if the Hudud are an atonement for the sins of the one who commits them or not. The Shaykh, he adds in the footnote for this, he says, it's been authentically reported on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لا تسبوا Tubba'a فإنه قد أسلم. The Prophet ﷺ says, do not talk bad about Tubba' because indeed he had accepted Islam. And they said that maybe this hadith of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, where he said he didn't know if Tubba' was cursed or not, was before the time that the Prophet ﷺ knew that Tubba' had accepted Islam. And the same thing for the issue of the hudud, if it is a kafara or atonement for the sins that were committed. Later on, it has been authentically reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, al-hududu kaffara, that the hudud, if it's been executed on someone, then it is an atonement for their sins. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. I just want to add, in light of this, it's a little away from the subject. The people, they don't have any right, Allah knows best, to come to the masjid and say, they committed adultery. I mean, what do you want us to do with that statement? People come like, I don't know what they think the phone lines are here for at the masjid or whatever, to come and say you committed adultery. If somebody is coming to say they committed adultery and they wanted the punishment to be executed on them, meaning to be lashed publicly and then stoned to death, and they wanted us to show them the airlines that would take them to Saudi Arabia and the people who they should ask over there to get their punishment taken care of. If that's the case, that's one case. But just to be telling us I committed adultery, for what? Wallahi, if somebody did something wrong and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hid it from the people, then the people should have enough shame to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to seek His forgiveness without letting the people know. Wallahi, none of us here at the masjid are happy to know that somebody is a zani. Nobody's happy to just say the brother commits adultery. So the people, they should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hope that, in hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept their repentance, as Allah has kept that ugly act away from the believers. You should keep it away from them and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless you feel that you just have to get the punishment. We're not going to bring you in the parking lot and stone anyone to death. So don't call us at the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us. Ubada radiallahu anhu qala kunna inda rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqala tabayi'uni ala alla tushriku billahi shay'a. Wala tusriku wala taznu faman waffa minkum faajruhu ala Allah wa man asaba min dhalika shay'an fa'uqiba bihi fahuwa kaffaratun lah wa man asaba min dhalika shay'an fasatarahu Allahu alayhi fahuwa ila Allah in sha'a 'adzabahu wa in sha'a ghafara lahu. And this is authentic, where Ubada radiallahu anhu, he said that we were at the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, give me bay'ah that you will not commit shirk in Allah. and that you would not steal, and that you would not commit zina. And whoever from amongst you has the success to stay away from those things, then his reward is with Allah. And whoever from amongst you falls into those things, and he's punished in this world, then it is an atonement for his sin. And whoever from amongst you falls into one of those things, and Allah hides it, then the issue is with Allah. Either he would forgive you or punish you. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, أيها الناس من علم منكم شيئا فليقل ومن لم يعلم فليقل لما لا يعلم الله أعلم فإن من علم المرء أن يقول لما لا يعلم الله أعلم وقد قال الله لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم قل ما أسألكم عليه من أجر وما أنا من المتكلفين from Surah Al-Sad verse number 86. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, O humanity, whoever from amongst you knows something, then let him say it. And whoever from amongst you doesn't know anything, then he should say to that which he doesn't know, Allahu A'lam, or Allah knows best. Because indeed it is from the knowledge of a person that he says, for what he doesn't know, Allahu A'lam. And Allah has said to his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say, I am not asking you for any reward for this, for the deliverance of the Qur'an, and I am not from amongst those who fabricate and invent that which I do not know. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu qal, Ayyu sama'in tadhulluni wa ayyu ardin taqullani إذا قلت في كتاب الله بغير علم. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said, what sky will cover me or shade me, and what earth can I hide in, if I said concerning the book of Allah that which I have no knowledge of? And this has also been narrated on the authority of Abu Bakr As-Siddiq radiallahu anhu by other people from the Tabi'een. Abdullah ibn Yazid ibn Harmus قال إني لا أحب أن يكون من بقايا العالم بعده لا أدري ليأخذ به من بعده. Abdullah ibn Yazid ibn Harmus, he says that indeed I will love that a scholar would leave behind him the statement, I don't know, so that the people who will come after him will learn that statement from him. Mujahid radiallahu anhu, Mujahid rahimahullah qala, su'ila ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma an faridatin min as-sulbi faqala la adri faqila lahu fama mana'aka أن تجيب فقال سئل ابن عمر عما لا يدري فقال لا أدري. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he was asked about the inheritance of someone, and he said, I don't know. So they said, what prevents you from answering that question? He said, Abdullah ibn Umar, he was asked about something that he didn't know, so he answered, I don't know. Ayyub rahimahullah قال لا تكاثروا على القاسم بن محمد يوما تكاثروا على القاسم بن محمد يوما بمنى فجعلوا يسألونه فيقول لا أدري ثم قال إنا والله ما نعلم كل ما تسألون عنه ولو علمنا ما كتمناكم ولا حل لنا أن نكتمكم. Ayyub, he narrates that the people were crowded around Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad one day in Mina. And he was from amongst the big scholars of Islam. So they began asking him questions, and he began saying, I don't know. And then he said, indeed, I swear by Allah that we do not know the answers to everything that you ask us. And if we knew it, it wouldn't be permissible for us to hide those answers. And if we knew it, we would have not hid those answers, because it is not permissible for us to hide the answers. عبد الملك بن أبي سليمان قال سئل سعيد بن جبير عن شيء فقال لا أعلم ثم قال ويل للذي يقول لما لا يعلم إني أعلم. سعيد بن جبير رحمه الله was asked about something and he said I don't know, and then he said destruction is for the one who says pertaining to the thing that he doesn't know, I know. On the authority of Qasim, rahimahullah, qala, Ya Ahl al-Iraq, inna wallahi la na'lamu kathira mimma tas'aluna anhu. Wali an ya'isha al-mar'u jahilan, illa annahu ya'lamu maftaradallahu alayhi khayrun lahu min an yakula ala Allahi wa rasulihi ma la ya'lam. Jazakallah. Qasim, he said, O people of Iraq, we swear by Allah that we don't know many of the things that you are asking us about. And it is better for a person to live ignorant, except that he knows the affairs that are obligatory upon him, than to say about Allah and His Messenger what he has no knowledge of. Malik, Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, Yarhamukallah. سأل عبد الله بن نافع أيوب السختياني عن شيء فلم يجبه فقال له لا أراك فهمت ما سألتك عنه قال بلى قال فلما لا تجيبني قال لا أعلمه. Malik, he said that عبد الله بن نافع, he asked Ayyub al-Sakhtiyani about something and he didn't get an answer. So he said, I don't think that you understand what I was asking you. He said, no, I understand. He said, then why didn't you answer me? He said, because I don't know. Abd al-Rahman ibn Mahdi yaqulu kunna inda Malik ibn Anas faja'ahu rajulun faqal ya Aba Abdullah jittuka min masirati sittati ashhur hamalani ahlu baladi mas'alatan أسألك عنها قال فسل فسأله الرجل عن مسألة فقال لا أحسنها قال فبهت الرجل كأنه قد جاء إلى من يعلم كل شيء قال فقال فأي شيء أقول لأهل بلدي بلدتي إذا رجعت لهم قال تقول لهم قال مالك لا أحسن. Abd al-Rahman ibn Mahdi, he said that we were with Malik ibn Anas and a man came to him and he said, O Abu Abdullah, I came to you from a journey of 6 months, and what had brought me to you was the people of my country. They sent me to you with this question. So Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, ask your question. So the man asked his question and Imam Malik said, I can't handle that. So the man was amazed. It was as if the man had come to the one who knew everything. And then he said, what in the world would I tell the people of my country? Jazakallahu khair. What in the world will I tell the people of my country when I go back to them? He said, you would tell them that Imam Malik couldn't handle the answer to that question. Imam Malik rahimahullah قال ينبغي للعالم أن يألف فيما أشكل عليه قول لا أدري فإنه عسى أن يهيئ له خير. Imam Malik rahimahullah, he said, it is necessary for the scholar to become close friends, for lack of better words, with that which he has a difficulty with, the statement, I don't know. Because indeed, this might be good for him. Or something like that. That the person who is teaching the people, that he makes sure that he becomes extremely acquainted with the statement, I don't know. Because that will benefit him one day or prepare him for a lot of good. Ibn Wahb, rahimahullah, he said, وَكُنْتُ أَسْمَعُهُ كَثِيرًا مَا يَقُولُ لَا أَدْرِي. He said, I used to hear Imam Malik, rahimahullah, often saying, I don't know. And in another place he said, لَوْ كَتَبْنَا عَنْ مَالِكٍ لَا أَدْرِي لَمَلَأْنَا الْأَلْوَاحِ. He said, if we wanted to write books, books with the statements of Imam Malik when he said La Adri, we would have been able to write books with the statement I don't know. And Ibn Wahb, he said, وَسَمِعْتُ مَالَكًا وَذَكَرَ قَوْلَ الْقَاسِمِ بْنِ مُحَمَّدٍ لِيَنْ يَعِيشَ الْمَرْءُ لأن يعيش المرء جاهلا خير من أن يقول على الله ما لا يعلم ثم قال هذا أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه وقد خصه الله تعالى بما خصه من الفضل يقول لا أدري. Imam Malik, he was remembering the statement of Al-Qasim ibn Muhammad when he said it is better for a man to live ignorant than to say about Allah what he has no knowledge of. He said, this was Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And he had been favored with that which Allah had favored him with, and he used to say, I don't know. Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, he narrates on Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, who said that he heard Imam Malik say, سمعت ابن عجلان يقول إذا أخطأ العالم لا أدري أصيبت مقاتلة. Ibn Ajlan, he said that if the scholar makes the mistake of not saying I don't know, then that is his end or something like that. Is that clear enough? No. He's finished. Huh? His is destruction, Jazakallah Khairan. The scholar who forgets to say, I don't know, then that is his destruction, leaving off the statement, I don't know. And Ibn Ajlan, he said, إِذَا أَغْفَلَ الْعَالِمُ لَا أَدْرِي أُصِيبَتْ مَقَاتَلَ. And this is similar to that, where he said, if the scholar is heedless or neglectful of the statement, I don't know, then that's his destruction. Muawiyah ibn Salih قال, إِذَا لَمْ يَأْلَفِ الْعَالِمُ لَا أَدْرِي. Then he mentioned something similar to that. He says the same thing, that if the scholar doesn't become acquainted with the statement لا أدري, then that will be his destruction. Shureyh narrates on the authority of Uqba ibn Muslim, قال صحبت ابن عمر أربعة وثلاثين شهرا فكثير ما كان يسأل فيقول لا أدري ثم يلتفت إلي فيقول تدري ما يريد هؤلاء يريدون أن يجعلوا ظهورنا جسرا لهم إلى جهنم. Uqba ibn Muslim, he said that I was the companion of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma for 34 months. And oftentimes when he was questioned, he would answer, I don't know. And then he turned and looked to me and he said, you know what the people want from me? They want to make our backs the bridge that leads them to the hellfire, by answering their questions without having knowledge of it. Now, Abdullah, Uqba ibn Muslim rahimahullah, he said that I was the companion of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from amongst the scholars of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I was with him for 34 months, and many times he was asked and he would answer, I don't know. And then he turned to me and he said, you know what the people want to do to us? They want to make our backs the bridge that leads them to Jahannam. Meaning for speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen without any knowledge. Abu Dawood rahimahullah, he says, قول الرجل فيما لا يعلم لا أعلم نصف العلم. Abu Dawood, he says, the statement of a man who doesn't know something, I don't know, is half of his knowledge. And Abu Dhayyal قال تعلم لا أدري فإنك إن قلت لا أدري علموك حتى تدري وإن قلت أدري سألوك حتى لا تدري. Abu Dhayyal, he said, I command you to learn, I don't know. Because indeed if you said, I don't know, then they will teach you until you know. But if you say, I know, then they will question you until you don't know. Now, I command you to learn, I don't know, because if you said, I don't know, then they will teach you until you know. But if you said, I know, then they will question you until you say, I don't know. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, إِنَّ مَنْ يُفْتِي فِي كُلِّ مَا يَسْتَفْتُونَهُ لَمَجْنُونٌ. Ibn Mas'ud rahimahullah radiallahu anhu, he says, indeed the one who makes a fatwa or answers every question that he's asked, he's insane. And that's the end of what has been authentically reported in this chapter from the statements of our Salaf al-Salih after our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam around saying that I don't know when a person is questioned about what he doesn't know. And if we were reflecting on these statements, then it goes even a little farther than that. As the people who are making this statement, I don't know, they're from amongst the biggest scholars of Islam. So how much for us should we say, I don't know? We should be saying, I don't know. As a matter of fact, I don't know. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. I remember I read this book a while ago when I was in school, and I hope that the likes of this chapter have affected me in my teaching, that it was common for me to say, I don't know, that if some of the people say that they heard me answer questions, and often I would say, I don't know. And if people find me not saying that, I hope that somebody reminds me to fear Allah and say, I don't know. Walhamdulillah. I don't know if there were any questions around what was presented or any comments. This should be the biggest advice for some of the students of knowledge, as unfortunately many of the brothers who have become eager, who have become eager to learn something, are quick to show what they know. And we found the people who knew better than us and them, who are just getting started, they were quick to say, I don't know. We have to learn, all of us, to stay away from saying what we don't know. Whenever you have any doubt, just say, I don't know. You don't know that? No, I don't know that. Why don't you just ask someone else who knows that? And nobody should be ashamed to say, I don't know, when they found the biggest of the scholars saying, I don't know. But if you start speaking without any knowledge, then it can become, and it has become, very problematic in the deen. It has become very problematic for a lot of people when they're asking out of sincerity to gain knowledge of this deen, and then you answer them with something that you don't know. Wallahi, to say you don't know is okay. And we have a good example of Imam Malik rahimahullah, when the man came from a 6-month journey. And Imam Malik answered him, I don't know. He's saying, my people sent me to you to bring the answer back to them. What am I going to tell them? You're going to tell them, I don't know. And we shouldn't feel compelled, you know, because someone has a case and he feels that he needs his answer right now. Okay. we shouldn't feel compelled to give him an answer right now. He has to sweat, wait, whatever he has to do. But you have to save yourselves from being in trouble by answering when you don't know. Alhamdulillah wa subhanaka Allahumma. Naam. Tubar. Tubar is mentioned in Surah Al-Qaf with some of the people of the past. I don't know the whole story behind him, but he's mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Qaf, and I forgot that other surah that he's mentioned in. But he's mentioned, his name is mentioned in those surahs. Naam. And the Messenger of Allah said, I don't know if he was a prophet or not. And I don't know if he was a prophet or not. But the Messenger of Allah said, don't talk bad about him because he had accepted Islam. Naam. Yes.
On that subject of I don't know, somebody asks you a question and you may know part of that question. You best to say,
somebody asks you the question, you know it or you don't know it. If he's asking you a question that has five parts to it, and you know three parts, all right, you can answer those three parts that you know, and then the two parts you don't know, you don't answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. No. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.